Blog Talk Radio.
We're winding our way down towards the end of another school year at St. Vider High School, and that may sound like a bit of relief for perhaps students and parents, even faculty, but it doesn't mean that things really come to an end, and there's always a lot more going on. And today we're going to have the chance to talk to one of the busier folks over at St. Vider, the Vice President for Viatorian Identity and Mission, Brother John Eustace. He has joined us previously and has agreed to come back and talk to us and give us a little information about what he has going on and how that work affects many of the students. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and we're going to spend the next quarter hour talking to Brother John about the discernment process, both in his life and how it may affect the lives of students. So first of all, Brother John, good morning. I know, you know, as we head into May, you've got a very busy schedule, but thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, as you returned to St. Vider in this past year, many people knew you. You got acquainted with others. And in that process, you sort of shared your story and your background with the community. And during that, you referred a few times to a period of discernment. And that's where I want to pick up our conversation today. Can you explain what that process has meant to you and what it involves?
Yeah, of course. So discernment is a kind of a tricky term that not a lot of people might know what it means, but basically what it is going through, sifting through what are the things that bring me joy, what are the things that I'm good at, and does the world need me to do it? And that's in the case of what am I going to do with my life. So that's a broader sense, not necessarily just for religious life as a brother or a priest, but everybody can do that. So for me, I would say the first time that this idea of religious life came to me was when I was in college. I kind of got dumped in my lap of I was with a friend who was helping out in Chicago, and I lived in Las Vegas. I flew to Chicago to be with him or to drive back to Las Vegas with him, and his car breaks down, and I ended up spending a few days at the Viatorian Province Center meeting all these brothers and priests, and thus started the discernment process. I was not looking for it. It found me. But I saw these men who ministered together. They prayed together. They got along, and something piqued my interest, and I wasn't quite sure what that was until later on one of the men called me and said, "Hey, your friends are telling me you might be interested in becoming a brother or a priest." And I said, "Oh?" And I was thinking inside my mind, "Those jerks, why would they say that about me? Don't they like me?" And, but something deep inside of me, I would say kind of in the chest area, kind of went, "Hmm." And that freaked me out. That really freaked me out. And I think that was the beginning of my discernment, was really listening to how I react to something. Because when the vocation director called me and told me that, I very easily could have said, "Nope, not for me." But something deep inside went, "Huh." And there wasn't even a word to it. It was just a hunch or something that was a little scary.
Yeah. So now, and you know, that starting point for you, I'm sure, led to much more time and thought and research to figure out, as you say, what you want to do with your life, which all of us go through at any age. Is there more of a formal process once you start that? I mean, are there tools and resources that any of us can rely on to help make the right choices as we start to think about those things, whether we're, you know, high school students or halfway through our careers as adults?
Yeah, actually, there's a great website or on YouTube. There's a great video by Father Michael Himes, H-I-M-E-S, and it's called Three Key Questions. It's about a 30-minute video that goes through three phases, and it's very practical. It looks at understanding what is joy, and not happiness, but joy. So what brings you joy in life at the end of the day? So that's an important piece to look at on anything, whether, again, religious life or going to a college or changing a career or somebody to date or whoever or whatever's going on. So, but if we're looking at career or lifestyle, does it bring you joy? And if the answer is yes, okay, that's your third of the way there. But then the next piece is, okay, are you good at it? If you're not good at it, then that's probably not your vocation. I've been at many performances of young people and not so young people of musical instruments where maybe it brings them great joy to play a trumpet, but they're not good at it. So,
okay.
And then finally, the last piece of it is, does the world need you to do it? All right. So, I find that that video really kind of breaks it down and gives a lot of different examples of it, and is very helpful to for the individual to look internal. But I think this is the biggest thing is one of the resources is find somebody outside of yourself, because I think so often we can kind of just go around and around and around in our minds as we try to look at, okay, should I do this? Does God want me to do this? But if we don't have another person to walk with us through that, whether it's in the form of YouTube or any other sort of video or a live person to talk with, then how can we be sure that this is what God's inviting us to do?
Well, that leads me into a key question. As I mentioned, your current role at the school is Vice President for Viatorian Identity and Mission, and you're involved directly with students in a number of ways. And you know, adolescence is such a difficult and confusing time for young people. Are you trying to implement for some of them who may be facing all kinds of different decisions how to follow this discernment process? Is it something that can be beneficial in different aspects of their lives?
Yeah, it definitely can be or should be a major piece of their lives. As I've been here for the past 3 or 4 months, one of the things I've been asking the seniors who I knew from before when I was here is they're looking at colleges. I'll ask them, do you know what college you're going to yet? And they'll say, well, no or yes. Earlier on, they were kind of in between. And I would ask them, well, how have you involved God in this decision? And usually I would get a blank stare. And these are, this surprised me, actually. These are students who are very involved in campus ministry and retreats and helping out at the masses and love their theology classes and everything else. And it kind of alarmed me, coming from a Catholic school that prides itself on helping young people discover who they are. Whoa, we're missing something here. So that started when I do interact with students now, that's kind of how I start a discussion with them, is how you doing and what's your relationship with God. I think before you can even look at, gee, where do I want to go or what does God need me to do in life, that there needs to be a prayer life that's in place first. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's an important component. We're talking to Brother John Eustace today on our Lion for Life podcast, talking about the discernment process and drawing from his own personal experiences and his current role at the high school. And I was, you know, wanted to ask you about that, and it sounds like you've sort of started us down that path. And when you're talking about discernment, and let's talk about students choosing a college or career path, or as you've mentioned, you know, relationships and dating and other things they might be facing in life. It sounds to me that while there may be a set of tools and resources to help them construct their path in terms of discernment and what they're trying to make decisions on, there needs to be, or you encourage there to be a prayer component in all of that, and that probably should spring from what they have developed in their course of their normal life already.
Yeah, definitely. And that is the foundation for listening to God's invitation. I prefer to call it God's invitation rather than the call of God, because I think a lot of people are thinking, oh, well, if I just wait, a lightning bolt will come or clouds will appear or maybe the leaves will form a word and that's what I'm supposed to do. No, it's learning to listen. It's learning to listen to the people around you, but also listen to what's going on in your heart. And through the theology classes and retreats and everything here, I think we really do a good job of setting the students up for that listening. It's just the next step of, okay, now use that tool to ask God, where do you want me to be? And it requires other people to be in one's life to help them understand what they're listening Sometimes we go through life and don't even realize we're listening to God or observing God in interactions with other people. One of the things that I, how should I say this? One of the things that makes me cringe just a little bit is when I ask somebody, how did you arrive at a decision? Let's say, for example, for dating, especially a high school kid. Well, everybody else is doing it. Well, okay. That's not quite listening. That's kind of looking around and going, I don't want to fall behind. Or, you know, why did you choose this college? Well, it's a big one, you know. Or why did you choose to go to college? Well, it's expected of me. So discernment is looking at the bigger picture, the deeper question that's there. And, again, it's so important to have other people to be a sounding board in a way.
Yeah, and I think those people can be of great value, and regardless of how much someone commits to a discernment process and how diligent they are about it and follow what might be the right path in that process, we can all still make wrong decisions at times or things this might not work out right. And this, I assume, is not a kind of a one-and-done process, that it needs to be ongoing. You need to accept mistakes or failures along the way, and then, as you say, have that outside person or persons you can rely on to help guide and adjust as you go.
Mm-hmm. And in our case, in religious life, we usually have somebody we call a spiritual director or a spiritual guide to help us with that, and we meet with them regularly. Yeah, discernment isn't a one-and-done deal. If it were, well, that would make your life really easy. If I'm asked, well, when did you choose to become a Viatorian? Well, it was back in 2001, but it's also was this morning. You know, every morning I have to wake up and say, I'm choosing this. And, okay, God, where are you in this moment? As we talked before, my path has taken me all over at least this half of the world. And that a lot of that has to do with discerning and listening and responding to other people.
And, you know, I mentioned earlier how difficult it can be, as we all remember, being a teenager. And maybe the only thing more difficult is being the parent of a teenager.
Oh, absolutely. I think parents are the most underpaid professionals out there.
It's just a tough job at times. And do you reach out? Do you have contact with parents? Do they come to you to help with these types of issues and know where they can fit in or how they might even, you know, be a part of the process for themselves or particularly for their students?
Yeah, we're always available here through the counseling department, through campus ministry, through my own office, through ways that we reach out, whether it's through PraySV or whatever. We are available to parents. As St. John Paul II said, the family, the parents, are the first catechists for the kids, for the child. Not the church, but the parents. And we at St. Viator really take that seriously, that we want to help parents be that catechist for their kid. And number one is how do you listen to God, and then how do you form the faith in the family?
Yeah, we can't always rely on outside sources. Well, Brother John Eustace has been the guest today. I certainly want to thank him for taking the time and sharing part of his story. As I said, the school year kind of winding down, but I encourage everyone to stay connected to St. Viator through the website, stviator.com, and through the various social media channels that are out there. And we'll continue to bring podcasts and updates throughout the month ahead as well. So, Brother John, thank you for being here. All of you, thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you again on an upcoming episode of A Lion for Life shortly. Thanks.